You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two here at Mino and the Mayor, but special guest in-house, Del Burnett, who you would maybe know from Fox News. He's been around, and now he is you're not the executive director. What's your title? You're
director,
a great title.
Of curation and preservation.
Pretty cool. At the Automobile Gallery, which is one of the best museums we have in Northeast Wisconsin. And you just pulled off that Italian fest. We had Italian wine, Italian food, and $100 million of Italian cars.
That's
you
right.
That? $100 million.
It was a great day.
And
great event.
I sent you that email. Thanks, you know, for the ticket. And if the guy forgot the Ferrari, the red one, send it over.
It's parked over there waiting for you.
Okay. Anyway, May 30th today, and great weather coming up. We talked about the weather here. Are those updated, Todd? Green Bay's 51, Appleton's 55, Oshkosh is 52. But we're going to be in the high 70s, and then tomorrow, it's all 80s.
Great running weather, right?
It is. It's going to be great. We have someone to talk about getting outside, exercising, and not getting injured. Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine. How are you doing, Mark?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. You and Daryl are catching up on some stuff.
Yeah. Get to, you know, it's a small world.
It is.
Our paths have crossed over the years.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, and there's some great opportunities. What about this weather, though? I left town.
Right.
So I live in the valley, and it was nice and sunny, and looks like we got a little rain coming in. I had a few sprinkles, but
thank you, Brittany. No, I wasn't expecting bad
weather.
But
we have sunshine in the studio now, Mark, because you're here.
Jeez, okay. Wow.
He fell right into John's seat.
Hey, I know. The BS meter. Okay. I thought we were away from that for a few days, but I guess not. So what's going on? I know you got a lot going on at Bellin, and you guys do so much for the community. I was telling Daryl, Bellin Hospital, people know you guys for, you do so much more. I mean, you guys are known for hearts. I mean, you win that award every year. But what you're doing, sports medicine. But I'm going to touch on the Bellin before we go to some other things.
Yeah.
How's that looking?
Yeah, Bellin Run, 49th year this year.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I as we talk about these things, and I'll put it right out there. We have gone through a merger, and we are known as Amplify Health by Bellin right now. It's Amplify Health. There's a little bit of extra by Bellin, but the Bellin Run will stay the Bellin Run. A lot of people ask that after the fact or after an interview. Hey, what's going to happen with that? It's going to stay the Bellin Run. 49th year coming up in two Saturdays. It's great when we talk about, you know, it's great running weather, great walking weather. 5K race, 10K race, 8 a.m. on Saturday, June 14th.
I was interviewing Jim Boyd. He's the mayor of De Pere. He ran like, you still have what, 8-10 guys that have run every one?
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe it's more than that.
Yeah,
it could be more.
I want to say maybe it's 12-15.
Okay, he was one of them, and then he like 5 years ago he missed it. I forgot what it's. Isn't that too bad? Because that's pretty cool. You've run 49 Bellins, and you know they have wear that old shirt they have. That's very cool.
Yeah, but they're very humbled. You wouldn't know it when you talk to some of these guys. All of a sudden they're like, yeah. This is my 49th year and done every one. And, you know, they'll tell you the stories, how they came close on a couple of them. But, great opportunity.
And 10K, which, you know, 6.2 miles, it's not the end of the world. People can do that. You have training runs going on right now?
Yeah, there's practice runs, training runs on the Wednesdays. But you can get out there. There's plenty on the website. Just, you know, you're going to be behind if you're going to start training today in 2 weeks of 6.2 run, but
we can walk it.
You know, the focus has always been that it's a 10K race, but they've added a few years ago a 5K. So you want to come out,
right?
And the other thing is, come out and walk it.
Yeah,
you know, bring the family, walk it. It's just a great. It's, you know, yeah, it's cool to see the start, and then we're there at the finish. So it's going. Let's see, it's going south to start, and then coming north the last block and a half. And then people are still starting at that point.
Yeah, I know, right? And, 8 heats, right? Or 7 heats or something?
They're releasing 45 minutes later.
Right. There's people that are done.
So, But it's just, and they got bands. Big Mouth is playing right at the end. And then there's stuff over in the park. So come out, enjoy it.
I was just going to say that it's much more than a run. I mean, first of all, Green Bay's there. I mean, it's what, 10, 11, 12,000 people? You get a lot of people for that thing.
Yeah, at one point we were at 20,000. But we tipped off at 20,000, I want to say back in 19. But we definitely a great race.
And then the after party is fun.
And it's great. It's a great way to start the summer.
Yeah.
A lot of kids just getting done with summer school. We do a lot of summer, a lot of students getting ready for the summer. And it's a great way to start the summer.
I wish I would have thought of this. I know we were talking about the Bellin today, but I got a great picture I'm going to show you from yesteryear in the Bellin. But that is just a great family event. And that's what people should do, I think. I mean, there's a lot of races this summer, but this is one, bring the whole family.
Yeah, and it's one of the kickoffs, you know, that we have for a running series. You know, they've got plenty of other races all in Northeast Wisconsin. They're not all associated right with our healthcare hospital system.
Right. So easy to register, but what website for this? You have your own, or is it just all under Bellin?
No, Bellin Run. Okay. But if you went to the Bellin Health website, you'd be able to get there. But it's you know, a great opportunity, and it has their you know, locations and practice times if you want to do the training runs. That, you know, it talks about, you know, there's a dinner, spaghetti dinner the night before. There's festivities.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That spaghetti dinner. I mean, it's
exactly. I mean, it's
carbs, but it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, but it's nice to get out, check out, you know, they've got plenty of, tents and stuff out there. Yeah. There's kids games, you know, depending on the age of your kid, are you going to run a block or two blocks? You're going to run four blocks, you know, is it a half a mile? You can walk, take your kids out 3.1, do the five mile loop on Saturday morning. Not bad.
I'm curious, 49 years in, half century, have the winning times changed dramatically in those 49 years?
I would say yes. When you look at the winning times, I think also what sometimes affects it, and it's give and take on this, is it an Olympic year or not? So it affects some of these, you know, we've brought in some of these big time runners, but it all depends on, is an Olympic year, and do they need to go to trials for their country? So, so great example with this is we're always the second Saturday of June, and then a lot of them will go to Peachtree, which is in Atlanta, and that's like 50,000 people on the 4th of July.
Wow.
So they're all, it's, you know, this, for us, this is used to be one of the biggest races, and it still is one of the biggest races in our region for these top-notch runners. It's one of many, so you have to kind of, it's when that race that weekend is hitting. Some will come in saying, you know, hey, I had a hamstring injury last fall, this is my first big race coming back into it. So you have to play, they have to play into it of how fast can they go, how fast can't they go, what are they doing. A lot of these guys and gals will do so much training before and after. It's not just running for them the 10K. They're warming up, they're running, you know, a mile or two down. They're doing a cool down later on, and they'll go for a run in the afternoon before they fly out.
All right, Mark Houston with Amplify Health by Bellin Sports Medicine. We're talking about the Bellin Run that's coming up. A couple things. Daryl, that's a really good question, but I think the other thing that you kind of danced around a little bit, you used to have a lot of just locals that would win, but then you guys started bringing in those Kenyans and stuff, and they kind of picked up the pace a little bit. I mean, I don't know, the CELCOM, they guys always win that. It's just where they live, how they train, they maybe train all year, and I don't know, but I think that helped the times a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely had, our elite runners, I mean, some of them come from Germany, Kenya, some are right here in the U.S. that are up-and-coming runners.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the list of elite runners yet. Sometimes they're still trying to finalize it, but some great runners. I think that's also, it's what's great about the elite runners, it's how they engage with their community. Again, they're going to sign autographs. They're going to talk to your kids. Right. They're going to come out and do programs before the race. It's not just the race. Mm-hmm. That's what some people don't realize. It's sometimes just getting a business tied to us and saying, geez, we have, you know, 500 of our runners engaged in the race today. Mm-hmm. So that's what's fun. Or 500 runners that work for a company, but now they're bringing their families.
Yeah.
So it's 800 with their kids and their spouses. So it's just a great way to kick off the summer and you know, even if you walk it, if you can't run it, fine, walk it.
But it's a good spectator sport, too. I mean, they line the streets for that.
Yeah, it's very packed, and people love coming out, just hanging out around the park, hanging out that Saturday. So a lot of people, or they'll say, hey, after the race, come back to my house. We're having a party.
Yep.
What a thrill to be able to say I was in a race with an Olympic champion or right. You know, Olympic competitor.
That, and I've told Mark this story, but I haven't told you this, Daryl. So I ran the I've run the Bell, you know, a lot of times, but the Silcom had the marathon, and I was running it, and you know, the half marathon, and mm-hmm. The media is like, oh, what time right. Are you going to get? And I trained for that. That's, you got to train for these runs.
Right.
And this 10K, it depends where you are, but I think you should train no matter what. But so that when I went to all the training runs on Saturday with my daughter, and they're like, you know, where do you want to be? And they started everybody at the same time. And I said, my only goal is to beat the Kenyan. And I did. I could hear the sirens behind me, but he ran a whole marathon. I ran a half marathon, and he was right on my tail. But I think I was 2:11 or something, 2:12, and he came in at 2:13, 2:14. But anyway.
You did train.
I did.
I did train.
You guys do a great job with training.
But I think that's, if you're really going to try to push it, you really need to do the training runs. And, you know, you're behind if in 2 weeks. If you're in shape, you know, yeah. you know your body. You know what you can do and can't do. Now, again, though, coming out to walk or run a 3.1, which is a 5K,
right.
Half of the distance, you could do that. A lot of people can absolutely. Come out and engage. So that's one opportunity. I think the other thing I always call out is just your food and your prep. You know, they do have the spaghetti dinner. I will tell you, these are elite runners that come in. You'd be shocked. They probably beforehand, they're big on rice, water, no ice. And chicken.
Why no ice?
You know, a lot of it's the Kenyans. They've just never been raised with ice. They'll have water that's just lukewarm, and they're okay with that. Now, I'll tell you afterwards, I've been with them, and they'll order up ribs, and you better count your fingers because those guys after the race, I've seen them not say many words and clean a half rack of ribs really? In 10
that's
minutes.
That's awesome.
It's
right. Let's
it's
celebrate.
Amazing. Yeah, it is. So it's one.
I've
of those
seen Mino
where,
do the same thing, right. Not after a race.
Yeah.
So
for breakfast.
It's, right. It's one of those things though that I think so many times people think, oh, they're an elite runner and they're on a strict schedule. I think they are, but post race,
oh yeah,
they do kick back.
As they should.
And then it kind of goes back of where is that next race? Now, if they had a competitive race, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, maybe yeah. They wouldn't. But it's just a great, for us, it's a local event, 49 years, love to see people.
It's going to be great. And yeah. Like, I think that's cool. It is a family event and sometimes a family tradition, you know, the family runs it every year. And I think that's very cool.
And some of them, that's all they did is they just did the one Bell and Run. Some people decide the night before I'm going to do the Bell and Run.
Yeah.
But it's just a great opportunity. Yeah.
So Mark, for you, is this 24 hours a day right up until the time the race is over, or is this at a point now after 49 years, do you have this down and you're just looking for everything to go smoothly?
You know, Darryl, that's a great question. As an athletic trainer, I kind of help with the elite runners. It's pretty easy for me. I've been 28 years. I've been doing the same position. I will tell you, the crew of Randy Van Stratten, Linda Maxwell, the Roland Schmidt Setting Up Medical, they have improved it every year. Mm-hmm. I will say they run it so smooth, but they put it a lot of time into it that most people don't realize.
I'm just going to go there and get the picture with that foil around me, pour a bottle of water over my head. That's awesome. Mark, stick around. I want to talk about some other things Bellin's working on. We're going to be right back. This is Daryl Burnett and Jim Schmidt, Mind of the Mayor. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. A little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, it's Free Ticket Friday. It's your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Saturday, June 7th. San Diego is who we're playing, and here's how to win.
Our keyword is crew, C-R-E-W, crew. Now, download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Choose WISS or WGBW. That's us.
That's right.
And use the text button to send the keyword CREW, C-R-E-W, to be entered into this statewide contest.
All right. So once again, the keyword is CREW. Text before 9 a.m. And we need you to text in for this because this is a little competitive for Johnny and I to win against our Civic Media competitors. But again, the key word is CREW. Text in before 9 a.m. for your chance to win this 4-pack of Brewer tickets for June 7th.
You got it. And your next chance to play will be coming up after 9 o'clock this morning with Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Free ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor.
All right. We are back with Mark Hewson, who is what's your title again? Sports director?
No, I'm...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah. Great guy. 24 years
low
at Bellin.
Key.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you...
Love living up here. Well, love working for Bellin Health.
And you do a lot on the high school football fields, yeah, making sure that those kids don't get injured. I want to read this text, and I want to talk about... People are starting to get out more, run a little bit more, jog around. We're just sitting out the window here. You see people jogging by. We're going to talk about what we need to do so we don't get injured and take the month off. But somebody wrote it here that I did the Bellin Run 2 years in a row back in 2010 and 2011. I improved my time by 54 seconds. That's good. But both years, the moms pushing strollers were passing me around Green Isle Park. That was my cue to retire. Well, yeah, okay, Todd.
I'm glad Todd didn't say it when he was going down
the hill.
The hill, yeah. Because are we just letting those kids just go for a ride or what down the hill?
But the mothers weren't holding on to the strollers. But yeah, but I will say that in terms of getting past and all that, you guys do a good job of putting people in their kind of times in the heats. You know, you're going to run a 6 minute, 7, 8 minute mile.
Yeah, they have staged areas and stuff, and it's
you're not
going
to get run over.
Yeah, I mean, after you. If you really understand how a race can start, some people are pretty fast at that beginning. So, and I don't want to really say it's funneled. It's on, you have two lanes of a straight.
Right.
But you want to be with people who are, you don't want to have to be dodging in and out.
Right.
So it's just one of those things of getting to the people where you're running a 8 minute mile instead of 6 minute mile. Cause there's a big difference.
There is. And they don't want you in front of them either.
Correct. It's the same thing of, right, why they don't want the strollers all up front.
Exactly.
It's, you know, and there's always that challenge of, hey, can I bring strollers? Can I bring a dog?
Right.
There's a safety side of things of where are people positioned.
But after 49 years, you guys kind of got that down.
Yeah.
You guys run a great, it's very smooth race.
Again, and another person I forgot is Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan does a lot of races. I think there are people that are, not only these people will take the credit. They don't speak highly of themselves. They just kind of sit behind everyone. But there is a core group of the Bellin Run that will come back and say, hey, we're ready. We're ready to go from porta potties to bananas at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And I will, and it, but they it's so coordinated effort. And I think the other thing is you see the Bellin Run that morning, come back at 2 p.m., drive that race
course.
You never know. Randy Van Stratton gets in a golf cart and used to drive the whole course, because I've done it with them years ago. You pick up every cup, every piece of trash.
Yeah.
You leave it cleaner than when it was there.
That's awesome. Hey, a few minutes. You're the sports guy at Bellin. People are getting out running. Couple words of advice?
I think no matter what, stay hydrated days before the race. You know, I mean, you have to get water in your body. Some people say, do I need that spaghetti dinner? I'm not going to say you have to have a spaghetti dinner. You have to know what your body is going to accept. Don't change your diet the night before the race because someone says, oh, you needed to have this. Whatever you've been training on, stick to that plan.
Right. Before we run out of time, though, I want you to talk about people. We'll put the race aside. People are just going to get out now more. I mean, it's summer. It's going to be, 75 today, 80 tomorrow. And I want to get out. I want to do some biking. I want to do some jogging.
Garden work. You got to do some garden work.
Yeah. I mean, but we just talked about, you know, heat awareness. Right. What's today going to be? 75, you know, maybe 78. Not a bad day. It's overcast. I believe on Monday, though, like 85, 89.
Yep.
Again, if you're saying, hey, I'm going to do this on Monday, you got to make sure you're hydrating yourself beforehand. How much do you need to hydrate? And it's tough because, you know, what a lot of times, if you do an activity, weigh yourself, and then weigh it after. And if you lose, let's say, 5 pounds, you really need to say, I need to drink 8 to 10 ounces of water throughout the day to replenish what you needed. You also may need your electrolytes. So there's a lot of different liquids you can put. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with eating. You know, make sure you're going to run the Bell and Run. You don't need to have a huge breakfast before you run, but have something in your stomach.
And let's remind people to stretch before. Everybody stretches after, because that's what we did when we were in school. Just stretch after. But, right? And I don't know about gardening if you stretch before, but you don't want to, right? I mean, that's a big part of working out.
It's last week, and I was putting in a deck. My wife said, one, sunscreen. Two, make sure you're ready for it, because trust me, I just turned 51 years old yesterday, and my body was feeling it.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, but it was. I mean, my wife's just saying, and she was gone, and she was worried. Sunscreen, making sure you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and other things she reminded, there's food in the fridge. She knows that I don't stop and eat sometimes. You have to. You have to put that energy back in. So it's just being smart.
So Mino's off today. Normally he would sing happy birthday to you, right? So Jim, do you want to take
Daryl,
a step
you
in?
Take it?
Yeah.
I will defer to the longstanding host of this show, John.
Jim Schmidt. Yeah, he'll be back on Monday. No, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway.
You know, happy birthday. You brought up something earlier, though, that I think runs counter to what most people think. And you say, eat something before you go out and run. That's great advice.
Yeah. You got to have that energy. Gas in the tank.
Yep.
Mark, thanks for all you're doing. We'll talk more next week when you're in here, but still time to participate in the Bell and just go to the website. You can walk it. You can go to Heat 7-8 if you're a 9-10 minute mile.
There you go.
Still cool. All right. Thanks for coming in. All right, Mark Houston with Amplify Health, Bell and Sports Medicine. This is Daryl and the Mayor. We'll be right back.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Daryl Burnett and Jim Schmidt. Johnny's out for a couple days. So America is pastime, right? Everybody loves baseball. And right here in Green Bay, in Joannie's Park, which you were just telling me, Ken is 96 years old,
right?
Which is terrific. That's where you guys play. We have Ken Leo and James, is it Bornick?
Bornick.
Yeah. Bornick, I got that right. All right. From the Green Bay Blue Ribbons. And you're throwing out that first pitch pretty soon. So how are things going, Ken?
Yeah, really good. Last night we had our media scrimmage night, intra-squad scrimmage with the guys, red-blue. I believe blue came out victorious 3-2.
Yeah, blue one, yeah.
Yeah, James was on the red team. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. So last night was good kickoff. We had a lot of good turnout with fans and that type of thing. So I was excited to see that. Excited to see the players, obviously, and that all that going on. But opening night, next Wednesday night against Manitowoc, 7:30 at Joannie's.
Terrific. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Darryl.
No, I was just going to say, you know what I love about this kind of baseball is it's pure baseball. You know, the average fan's going to look at it and go, oh, this guy's got a big contract, whatever.
Right.
You're out there for the love of the game, and you're out there to play the game at the highest level you can possibly do. And I admire that a lot because baseball was my favorite sport growing up. And I have to say, of all the sports, I miss baseball the most, just the camaraderie and all the intricacies that go into the game. You know, your prep before the game. You have a great game. It's wonderful. You have a bad game. You can't wait to get out there again tomorrow and do it again. So congratulations on what? Almost a century run here.
Yeah, almost a century at Joannie's. Wow. It's a great ballpark to be in every night.
It
it's got a lot of stories to tell.
Yeah.
And it's good to have some of those older fans come out and tell those stories and talk about what Joannie's was to them, whether it was Babe Ruth League or even the Blue Ribbons.
Right.
So, yeah.
Those of you who watching on video, it's it would be hard to guess who the athlete is. And we're all sitting here. But James, 4 years at Marion, you played ball, and now you are. What position you play here on Blue Ribbons?
I play first base here, and I played it in college as well.
All right, and tell me a little bit about your college career. Was it Puff, good. Did you enjoy it? I mean, obviously you could pick basketball too, right? I mean, what was your other sport?
I tried to pick up basketball back in high school, and that didn't work out too good. My height was about the only thing I had when it came to the court. But
we can't even start with that. So
okay. I came in as a freshman when I went to Marion. I came in as a third baseman. Then I ended up having some shoulder problems, and eventually, once they realized I was a decent enough hitter, they moved me over to first. They wanted me to still stay in the lineup, but I couldn't make the throw across the infield anymore. Moved me to first base. Then I played there my sophomore, junior, and senior year. Eventually picked up first base for the Ribbons. But
how does that work? How does someone at Marion or Oshkosh get affiliated with you, Kim?
Yeah, so we have a group of coaches who are very dedicated in the recruiting in the off season, and that really starts from second week in August all the way through right now. I mean, we're still recruiting for potential arms later on for this summer. But yeah, we look for those folks. We know a James Bornick from his days at Bayport, and we really seek out those Green Bay guys, right? We want that local talent, and there's plenty to be had out there.
Good for the fan base, too.
Or exactly, right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
you know, Ken, do you have any need for an aging second baseman?
Define aging.
You're looking at him.
All right, got it. Okay, maybe.
You know, it's so amazing. And Jim, that was a great question because mm-hmm. the game itself has changed so much. Mm-hmm. Now, pitchers are groomed where they're throwing as hard as they can for as long as they can. They're not pacing themselves. As a hitter, that must make it extremely difficult for you, James.
Yeah. So you face, obviously, I mean, I've been playing baseball for a while, so I've faced a lot of different pitchers. But now with the way they're trying to get them to throw is just like you, simply like you said, throw it as hard as you can. So when you walk up to the plate and you got a pitcher who's really just trying to throw it hard, it's almost harder as a hitter because he's throwing the ball all over the place. He's not really, you know, in one specific part of the strike zone. So it makes it a little more difficult because you know this guy's just going to go up there and throw it as hard as he can, and you have no idea where the pitch is going to be, and makes it harder to hit.
So this is your first year with the Blue Ribbons?
This is my fourth.
Well, so we just got a text in here from Owen who said, hey, the Blue Ribbons, aren't they the Wisconsin State League 2024 champions?
We're the Newbell 2024 champions. We just won it last summer.
That's awesome. Congrats to you guys. Yeah, that must have been exciting, right?
Congratulations.
It was
did you have a dry spell before that?
We did, yeah. We were dry for about 10, 12 years.
Right? That must be awesome to win then.
And that just goes back to the coaches, the players like James, dedicating themselves to the program. And we were super excited to pull that out and make it work.
So families that want to come to that, you're still priced right. You're not over $100?
Not over $100.
Like the hot dogs aren't $9?
Right. Adults, $3 to get in.
Is that awesome?
That's awesome, right?
Say that again. $3
adults,
in this thing.
$3,
age.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, and great entertainment. And that's a good environment, too.
Exactly right. And we try to, and my wife who runs the concessions, both of us try to gear family of four. We're going to feed you and get you into a game for $20. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Come on. Right. That, and like you said, that's a cool stadium, mm-hmm. great sight lines, and you know, just a really fun environment.
Yeah, I
like
classic
that place.
Baseball. It is. Classic baseball.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Did you play as well?
I did, yeah, all the way through junior college, and then stopped, got married, had kids, and then here I am running a team.
So you're the president?
Yeah.
Wow. So everything, right? They all report to you, the recruiter guys, the concessions.
They all filter up to me in some way. I kind of let them have free reign as long as things don't get out of hand.
Yeah, but,
I
mean, good manager.
Yeah, right. Just let them do their thing.
The city treating you all right?
I think they're doing pretty good. Doing really good. We've got a couple projects at Joanie's right now that I think are in the hopper that I think hopefully, knock on wood, will go through committee and that type of thing. But yeah.
Yeah, you want to preserve those old. I'm a big history buff, you know.
Oh, exactly, right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
96 years and 4 years celebrating their 100th year at Joanie's. That's cool.
Coming soon to that. Yeah.
There's so many leagues out there. James, what is the next step for you and for that matter, your teammates?
Well, you see, so we all obviously like playing for the Ribbons, but when you're younger, you know, you're always trying to keep progressing. I want to play baseball as long as I can. So when you're younger and still going through college, the next step would be the Northwoods League. That's where you play the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Dock Spiders, Green Bay Rockers right over here. That would be the next summer step up. But for me, since I'm done with college, now I have to look towards independent league which those guys actually start making a little bit of money when they're playing, and it's like $100-$200 a week. But if I'm getting paid like $200 a week to still play baseball, that's more than enough for me. You know, like I said, I want to play as long as I can. So whatever details that is.
And Jim, that's the purity of the game right there.
We're just talking about doing what you love.
Yeah.
And some people don't, and like you're not doing it for the money, but it's okay when you make money.
Right.
I love that philosophy. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Will you, is anybody on your team, how many people will advance, or if they want to do that? Does that happen?
Yeah, it happens. We, over the last couple summers, we've had a lot of guys promoted up to the Northwoods League. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as a hitter, you can't go up after you graduate from college. As a pitcher, you can for one more summer.
Oh.
So it's a little different because that league, well, pretty much every baseball team on the planet's always looking for more pitching.
Right.
It's just a baseball thing. But we've had a lot of guys, including myself, get bumped up to the Northwoods for like second half of the summer contracts or the last like 2 weeks. I mean, I don't even have the number. It's been a good amount.
Yeah. Since I've been on the board for the last 4 years, we've had at least 20 guys go up to the Northwoods. And we've actually had a couple guys scouted by pro scouts.
That speaks to the quality
right.
of kind of baseball that's being played.
Exactly. Right here.
Right.
Yeah. And just to really remind our listeners that Joanne's, which is great parking, easy to get to, you have 17 home games.
17 home dates, yep.
So think about that, Daryl. You can go to every game for $51.
Right, right.
And you can't go anywhere else for that.
You can't go to a good
right.
basketball
yeah.
sure and we go to a Packer game.
Our season pass, $30.
Oh, for this, the season?
We have a season pass for $30. Otherwise, yeah, you're right, $51.
Isn't that
incredible?
Right.
Yeah. And what a fun thing to do. And, you know, just to do something a little bit different, but be outside, right?
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
That's what's cool.
Exactly.
It can be a date night or it can just go with right. your buddies.
And, you know, a lot of people that I walk through or I talk to and walk through the stadium, they're not there just talking baseball, right? They're there to date night,
right.
casual, just conversations. And that's what it's all about.
And it's really important that families spend time together.
Exactly right.
You know?
Exactly.
And you know, the affordability, I think, is important too, mm-hmm. to a lot of people. That's very cool. Do you guys have a liquor license there?
We do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so it is baseball.
Yeah, $2 because we are the Blue Ribbons, right?
Yeah, I know you're the Pabst.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so we got PBRs in the can, obviously, for $2, right?
Wow.
We have every once in a while we have a strikeout batter during the game. If he strikes out, 2-for-1 PBRs. So dollar PBRs, that's pretty awesome.
I think it's interesting that the first question Jim comes up with is, you got your liquor license, right?
Well, there's some places that don't. Remember what a hassle was over GB?
Right. So I totally understand. I get where you're coming from. Yeah.
I want to clarify here, the strikeout promotion is the visiting team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
We're not going to.
I'm not going to throw that on James.
We're not going to let our man James strike out.
We don't need that.
Do it on purpose.
And honestly, it wouldn't go very well. He's a pretty good hitter, so it wouldn't go well.
Got some power, I guess, too?
Yep.
Yeah, I would classify myself as more of a power hitter. Over the last, this is my fourth summer. Over the last 3 summers, I think I have 18 home runs for the team.
Right.
Wow. Really?
Climbing the leaderboard.
All-time leader, right?
Yeah, all-time in a couple of things.
Wow. Yeah, thanks for bringing this guy in. You know, I mean, he looked athletic. I didn't know you're all-time. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just, the plan is to keep making that number higher, so hopefully one day nobody passes.
Right. Do you put a little bit of show when you get up there? Do you, like, point? You know?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes if it's a no-doubter, I give it a little extra enthusiasm when I'm walking around bases. But.
Oh, you know when James hits it. It's pretty awesome to watch.
All right. Then, when you talk competition, your league, is there?
Yeah, so our NUBA league that we won last year.
What does NUBA stand for? I should know that.
Northeastern Wisconsin Baseball League.
Okay.
So pretty straightforward. And that league, it consists of Sheboygan, Appleton, Menasha, Greenville, us, obviously, and Kewaskum.
Okay.
And then we play in the Wisconsin State League, and that consists also of Sheboygan, us. We actually travel down to Kenosha, Burlington, and West Allis, and play teams like that down there, so... Yeah, it's competitive baseball. It's probably some of the best baseball in all Wisconsin. So,
anybody that you don't like, not you don't like anybody that's like a little bit better. Are they?
I mean, we have our rivals,
right? That's what
in each
asking.
League. I think Sheboygan right now is our rival.
Oh, that's good.
Like in both leagues, right? Because we compete in the standings in both sides. So, I think Sheboygan right now is our rival.
I like that.
Are there any players who come through unconventional routes, like? They didn't go to college. It wasn't their thing. who are now using this as an outlet for them, or are you basically the standard ball player you're going to see in this league?
Well, we so the majority of our team is either high school players coming out, people just getting done with high school, transitioning to college, and that's why it's a little more beneficial to have some guys like me who I just got done with college. I can kind of show these younger guys the ropes, kind of show them how college baseball is going to be and introduce them to that. But we do occasionally get some guys who haven't, or maybe they've been out of baseball for a year or two, and they come out and we have like a little tryout, you can say, mm-hmm. for them. And if they end up, I guess, making it, they make it. But I would say the majority of the team is either college ball players or high school people that just graduated.
Wonderful.
All right, can you guys stick around? I have a few more questions on that, engaging the youth, and you know, yeah. it's competitive. And yeah. I want to talk to you, James, especially about did you play one sport? Did you play four sports?
Sure.
You know, parents are always like, you know, they pick a lane. Oh, I want my kid to be in the Hall of Fame, but
yeah.
doctors will tell you it's better you play all right. four. But and we'll talk about that. And Ken Leal, who's the president, of course, of the Green Bay Blue Ribbons, Daryl and the mayor will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking baseball with Daryl Burnett, Jim Schmidt, as the host, and our special guests that are in-house right now talking baseball, Ken Leal, who's the president of the Green Bay Blue Ribbons, and James Borick, who is the all-time home run hitter. I think that's awesome. I do. A little bit of a chick magnet, too?
I mean, I wouldn't say a chick magnet. But...
Whatever. Hey, I wanted to ask you, though, James, because we have talk a lot of sports in this committee. And some parents stick to one sport, and right. the kid gets really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and girls, right?
Yeah.
And other ones, I just don't care how good they are. I want them to be exposed to all of them. But
right.
what was your track? I want to know what you did, but I also want to know what your advice is.
Yeah. So, what my parents had told me that from like the age or one or two, I picked up a bat and just started swinging it. So I pretty much grew up playing baseball my whole life. That was about the only thing I did. All the way up until like freshman year of high school, I tried out for the basketball team when I got here, and I didn't make it. So I was like, all right, I'll just stick with baseball.
yeah.
Played baseball my freshman, sophomore, and junior year of high school, and then just randomly decided to pick up bowling my senior year. I had a real close friend who was on the bowling team, and he was pretty good. So we'd always go to a bowling alley and play together. And I was like, hey, I kind of like doing this, you know, it's kind of fun. So I bowled for Bayport senior year. Then I got to Marion and just played baseball for 4 years. So
cool.
For the most part, just a baseball player. I love golfing, but I can't hit the ball very straight, as some people probably struggle.
Kind of got it going on.
Dude. Yeah.
It's good, man.
Jim, isn't it interesting to see the pride in Ken's face?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see how a young man like this mm-hmm. not only handles himself on the baseball
right.
field, but prepares himself for not only a situation like this, but for life. I mean, that has to be a great feeling for you.
It's awesome to see him, especially grow up in the program, and just see him year after year after year grow up. And actually now we just talked about this in the lobby. He's one of the older guys on the team, 21.
Oh, two, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, that is, that's
he's agent. You're yeah, coming here with agent. A cane this morning, did you, James?
Yeah.
yeah.
And now the younger guys who we have coming in who graduated senior, you know, from high school and that type of thing that we're bringing in, they look to him, and he's the guy now, right? And that's kind of awesome to see that whole transition.
And I'm glad that you understand that, and that
yeah.
you mm-hmm. seem like you're a pretty nice guy, and you're not going to ignore him because you're
right.
big and they're not. And I think that's
right.
very cool.
Yeah.
Marion, in Fond du Lac, what did you study?
I studied exercise sports science. As my freshman and sophomore year, I was just majoring in biology. I got pretty fed up with chemistry classes, decided I didn't want to take chemistry anymore, so I switched to exercise sports science with a psychology minor. Right now I'm going to, well, eventually I have to go to school for either physical therapy or athletic training is what I'm on right now.
The guy that just left, I'll give you his card.
Okay.
Bellin, it's physical training, but that mental health is a big, big thing
yeah.
right now.
That's,
and we
got to yeah.
keep an eye on that.
That's why I want to add in the psychology minor, just in case I want to do anything like sports health, and then I can kick some psychology in there and talk about the mental part of the game too. Because as a lot of people say, baseball is like 90% mental.
Wow.
Jim, you raised the question earlier. I'm curious. What role has social media played in what the Blue Ribbons are doing now? And James, what effect does that have on a ball player?
Yeah, social media is honestly great, in my opinion, for the Blue Ribbons and any ball club. It spreads the word about what you guys are doing, and it shows what we're building over each summer. I mean, the Blue Ribbons, when I first got here, and the Blue Ribbons now are completely different. I've been here 4 years now. I've grown with the team as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the publicity is great for the team.
Right. And the cost, I mean, you guys can't buy TV ads. I mean, a lot of people can't. It's cool about social media, and you get a good following, and that's the positive. I mean, there's some negatives, you know, when they start getting on you, but that's more political than it is baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's great to have is that, do you post things and I hit another home run?
No, I don't quite post when I hit home runs or anything. But obviously,
Did you see that bat flip when I hit that last one?
I mean, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. But yeah, whenever the Blue Ribbons post something, I'll forward it and share it to the people that I follow or follow me or whatever.
Yeah, you know, the power of social media with a nonprofit is huge, and it really gets to the community, and I have more people ask about our social media presence out there rather than just want to whatever have a discussion. So it's out there.
So as president, Ken, what the future? You've been around for, what did you say, Gerald? 90 years?
96.
The field has, yeah. Joanie's 96, yeah. So,
and what's the future for the Blue Ribbons?
You know, we're looking to always grow. I think from even where I came from 5 years ago, I've been on the board for 5 years. From where I started to where we are now, we're always looking to grow. How do we make Joanie's a destination? How do we make this even better than it was 2 years ago, last year, that type of thing? So, yeah, we're always looking for improvements.
The older it gets, the more unique it gets and the more attractive it is. You know, Wrigley, Fenway. I mean, that's just cool to have. It's like the Northland Hotel, right? That's just a cool hotel. It's also 100 years old.
Exactly.
And people like that. So
there's a lot of upkeep with the park, too, my God. Right? And it's always, you know, communicating with the city. This is what we need. How can we work together and partner together in that situation?
Well, thanks for anything else.
No, he's just going to say in 5 years, Ken, what would be the perfect outcome? What would the Blue Ribbons look like in 5 years? Because, James, you've talked about the differences in 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm curious from an administrative
standpoint. From administrative, bigger and better than what we are. You know, from 5 years from right now, I want players to come to us because we are a James Bornick style baseball. We are the Blue Ribbons way. It's something that we've wanted to have year over year with our coaches and the recruiting. I think we just want to have that way about us where people want to come to us rather than us trying to seek out more people. So,
all right. So wraps up the Green Bay Blue Ribbons social media. How do we follow you? How do we?
So, yeah, on the web, blueribbonsbaseball.com.
It's easy.
Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at GB Blue Ribbons. Right. And then Instagram. I'm not on the gram. Are you?
Yeah, I'm on the gram. I think
he's an all-time hitter.
Yeah, he's the guy, right?
On the gram.
I believe it's Blue Ribbons Baseball.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, thanks for what both of you are doing. I mean, this family thing, the price, everything about it is good for Green Bay, and I appreciate what you're doing.
And thanks for having us
on.
We'll
see you June 4th.
June 4th, home opener, 7:30. Right.
We will see you there. All right, that's Ken Leo and James Bordick with the Green Bay Blue Ribbons. We'll be right back. A moment in the sun, it's gone and you can't tell that one was back. Oh, put me in cold, I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.